A wedding officiant practice should not begin with panic, comparison, or pressure. It should begin with discernment. Discernment means prayerfully paying attention to God, Scripture, your calling, your local community, and the needs around you. Many officiants make one of two mistakes. Some begin too broadly, saying, "I'll officiate weddings for anyone, anywhere, anytime." While generous, this often leads to confusion and situations that do not fit their convictions or ministry. Others begin too narrowly, creating such a specialized practice that very few couples understand what they offer. Wisdom lies between those extremes. A faithful wedding officiant asks, "What is the local need, and how has God called me to meet it with biblical clarity?" Every community is different. Some couples need a Christian officiant because they do not have a pastor. Some churches need trained officiants to assist with weddings. Others may benefit from Christian marriage preparation, mentoring, or soul center ministry. The goal is not to copy another officiant's practice. The goal is to discern the ministry field God has placed before you. Your calling also matters. A wedding officiant is not simply performing ceremonies. Under Christian Leaders Alliance ordination, you publicly represent Christian marriage with integrity and biblical conviction. Marriage is a covenant before God, not merely a romantic event. It joins one man and one woman in faithful love and points to God's design for marriage. As you define your ministry, ask questions like, "Where can I faithfully serve couples? Where can I offer truth, grace, and a meaningful Christian ceremony? When should I connect couples with a pastor, counselor, attorney, or another qualified professional?" Discernment also means understanding your role. A wedding officiant is not automatically a therapist, attorney, or conflict specialist. You can provide prayer, biblical encouragement, ceremony preparation, marriage growth resources, and wise referrals when appropriate. Knowing when to serve and when to refer is part of faithful ministry. This is especially important for remarriages, blended families, or couples facing complex situations that require additional care beyond preparing for a wedding ceremony. Before advertising your services, define your ministry focus. Before accepting every request, establish healthy boundaries. Before serving many couples, develop a simple inquiry process and know your referral pathways. Your practice can grow over time through additional training, church partnerships, Christian marriage growth, or soul center ministry. But begin with the field God has already placed before you. Discern the need. Name your calling. Serve with clarity. That is how a wedding officiant practice becomes faithful local ministry.